Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners. After Radio Sai Vedam tutor, as always, it is time for the Radio Sai Bhajan classroom. And before we begin a new bhajan for us to ruminate on, to perfect and make it our offering of love to Bhagavan, I was just ruminating on Sai Bhajans, and this thought occurred to me that among all the various paths to God that is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, the Karma Marga, the Bhakti Marga, the Jnana Marga, the Bhakti Marga is the most delightful one, isn't it? Because you just get lost in your love for the Lord, and you win the heart of the Lord just through your love. And among the various paths in Bhakti Marga, the path of music, isn't that the most thrilling one? Isn't that the most delectable one? You had a Tyagaraja, you had a Meera, you had a Purandaradasa, all of whom attained the Lord through this blissful form of devotional offering through music. They pulled the heartstrings of the Lord through their devotional offerings. How many times we have heard Bhagwan remember and recall the lives of these great saints with so much love. In fact, you would get emotional when you would talk about Tyagaraja or a Meera. And he would want all of us to become like that, all of us to have those moments when we feel like Meera, when we feel like a Tyagaraja. And I feel it is for this reason that he has bestowed on us this gift of Sai Bhajans. Through this medium, we can experience him, we can experience the bliss, we can experience the joy of being one with the Divine. So let us make use of this beautiful gift, this beautiful opportunity, and become one with him, connect with him, and let our connection become permanent, ceaseless, solid. So let's move on. As always, we begin with a prayer.
Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every moment of our lives we increase our faith in you, and let this faith create and recreate our love for you in increasing measure every single day. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we will learn a bhajan adoring Bhagwan as Lord Shri Venkateshwara. This bhajan is in the language Sanskrit. The first line goes like this.
Shri Venkatesha Saishwara.
Like we do in every episode of this program, let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat of the bhajan, and then dwell on what every word of this bhajan means.
Shri Venkatesha Saishwara Tirumalai Vasa Saishwara Saishwara Satya Saishwara Balaji Govinda Saishwara Akhilanda Natha Ananda Rupa Venkatesha Sai Venkatesha Balaji Govinda Saishwara Balaji Govinda Saishwara.
So now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning the tune of this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow every line. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh and enjoy the bhajan, sing the bhajan, and experience the beauty of its melody.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Pancham. శ్రీ వెంకటేశ సాయీశ్వర
శ్రీ వెంకటేశ సాయీశ్వర
శ్రీ వెంకటేశ సాయీశ్వర
శ్రీ వెంకటేశ సాయీశ్వర
తిరుమలైవాస సాయీశ్వర
తిరుమలైవాస సాయీశ్వర
తిరుమలైవాస సాయీశ్వర
తిరుమలైవాస సాయీశ్వర
సాయీశ్వర సత్య సాయీశ్వర
సాయీశ్వర సత్య సాయీశ్వర
సాయీశ్వర సత్య సాయీశ్వర
సాయీశ్వర సత్య సాయీశ్వర
బాలాజీ గోవింద సాయీశ్వర
బాలాజీ గోవింద సాయీశ్వర
బాలాజీ గోవింద సాయీశ్వర
బాలాజీ గోవింద సాయీశ్వర
అఖిలాండనాథ ఆనందరూప
అఖిలాండనాథ ఆనందరూప
అఖిలాండనాథ ఆనందరూప
అఖిలాండనాథ ఆనందరూప
వెంకటేశ సాయి వెంకటేశ
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 బాలాజీ గోవింద సాయీశ్వర
బాలాజీ గోవింద సాయీశ్వర
బాలాజీ గోవింద సాయీశ్వర
బాలాజీ గోవింద సాయీశ్వర
శ్రీ వెంకటేశ సాయీశ్వర
So that is how this beautiful bhajan on the Lord of Seven Hills flows. And let's learn a little more about what makes this bhajan so beautiful. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
It's a beautiful bhajan in the rag Mohanam, in the Carnatic classical music, which is popularly known as Bhupali in the Hindustani classical music. You have five notes in this raga.
Sa re ga pa dha sa sa dha pa ga re sa
So this is Mohanam
Sa re
shudri
ga
shudga
pa dha
shuddha So all notes are shudd Except you don't have ma and ni from Shankaravarnam. So,
Sari ga pa da sa da pa ga re Ga re sa da sari ga Sari ga pa re ga pa da ba A a a a da da
We have many bhajans in Mohanam.
Jaya Jaya Devi Girija Mata Chandra Kala Dhara Sambha Sada Shiva Hara 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 Namami Shankara Bhajman Sai Ram.
And the list goes on and on.
Yes.
Whereas this bhajan is very unique in one aspect, which we will definitely discuss in detail in the end.
Yeah, wonderful. Yes, let's do this for us and then we'll discuss the beat.
Definitely. So let's do the first line of this bhajan in Swaras.
Shri Venkatesha Saishwara Sari Gari Gaga Gapada Pagari
Sari Gari Gaga Gapada Pagari
Tirumalai Vasa Saishwara Sasari Gari Sada Dagari Sa
Sasari Gari Sada Dagari Sa
Saishwara Satya Saishwara Gapapada Padada Pagapada Sasada
Gapapada Padada Pagapada Sasada
Balaji Govinda Saishwara Dasari sapada sada gapada pagari
Dasari sapada sada gapada pagari
Balaji Govinda Saishwara Gapada pagari re gari sada sa
Gapada pagari re gari sada sa
Akhilandanatha Anandarupa Gapada Padada Gapada Sadasasa
Gapada Padada Gapada Sadasasa
Venkatesha Sai Venkatesha Padari re gari sa sari gari sa
Padari re gari sa sari gari sa
Venkatesha sai Venkatesha Gagari ga gagari ga sari
Gagari ga gagari ga sari
Venkatesha Sai Venkatesha Padari Re Gari Sa Sari Gari Sa
Padari Re Gari Sa Sari Gari Sa
Balaji Govinda Saishwara Dasari sapada sada gapada pagari
Dasari sapada sada gapada pagari
Balaji Govinda Saishwara Gapada pagari re gari sada sa
Gapada pagari re gari sada sa
This bhajan sounds different because of the way it is structured, and now you, when you listen to the swaras, you definitely discover its beauty. And I guess the beat also is very different, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The beat is 5-beat, which is called Khanda Chapu in the Carnatic classical music, and which is also called Jhamtal in the Hindustani classical music. 5-beat meaning the count is given as 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 Shri Venkatesha. Maybe let's have a demo of that.
Yes.
1 2 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 Shri Venkatesha Saishwara.
Shri Venkatesha Saishwara.
Tirumalaivasa Saishwara.
Tirumalaivasa Saishwara.
Saishwara Satya Saishwara.
Saishwara Satya Saishwara.
Balaji Govinda Saishwara.
Balaji Govinda Saishwara.
Balaji Govinda Saishwara.
Balaji Govinda Saishwara.
And I guess there are not many bhajans in this 5-beat.
Yeah, perhaps this is the only bhajan in 5-beat. Whereas there are many bhajans in 6-beat and 7-beat. That is Rupak Tal and Mishra Chapu, which is the 7-beat in the Carnatic classical music. Whereas in Khanda Chapu or Jham Tal, this is the only bhajan. And I guess you really enjoyed the swara patterns in the 5-beat, like
Dasari sapadasa da ta da ta ta da da.
Yes.
So since the meter was composed in the 5-beat, I mean the meter is set to the 5-beat.
Yes.
So we had different unique patterns.
Yes.
And the lyrics also exactly fits in like Balaji Govinda Saishwara.
Yes.
Akhilanda Natha Anandarupa. So it's a different composing experience.
And it adds so much of freshness
yeah.
to the bhajan session, right?
And definitely variety as
variety,
well.
Variety, yes.
Where you have many 8 bhajans and include a 5-beat and then you go to the 8-beat or 6-beat.
It's really a welcome change.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu.
Thank you, Vishu. Sairam.
Sairam.
We are now done with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of this bhajan. So let's move on to the most vital aspect of bhajan singing, which is actually more important than all the technicalities we discussed till now. And that is the bhava or the feeling with which we must sing every bhajan. And to imbibe the correct feeling, what will help us is to understand the meaning of every word that makes this bhajan. So let's start with the first line.
Shri Venkatesha Saishwara.
The first word, Shri, is a mark of respect used to address a person. Venkatesha refers to Lord Venkatesha, the presiding deity in the Tirumala temple in Andhra Pradesh. Tirumala refers to the holy Tirumala hill, which comprises of 7 peaks. The spectacular temple of Tirupati, located on the 7th peak, named Venkatadri, attracts thousands of pilgrims every single day. It has a rich history, beautiful legend, which spans over 12 centuries. It is in fact the crown jewel among the most revered temples in South India. And literally the name Venkatesha is derived from Vem, which means to destroy. Kata refers to sin. Isha means Supreme Lord. Therefore Venkatesha means the Lord who destroys all sins. Venkatesha can also be split as Venkata and Isha. Venkata refers to the 7th peak named Venkatadri, one of the 7 peaks of the holy Tirumala hill. It is on this peak that the beautiful temple of Tirupati, dedicated to Lord Venkateshwara, is located. The Tirumala hill is situated in the Chittoor district of the southern state of Andhra Pradesh in India. Hence, Venkatesha also means the Lord of the Venkata hill. Saishwara, the third word, can be split into Sai and Ishwara. Sai means master. Ishwara also means master. Let me narrate here a beautiful incident concerning Saishwara and Venkateshwara. Once Bhagwan was traveling in Andhra Pradesh, and during this travel he had a stopover in the town of Tirupati. For those of you who are unaware, there are two distinct Tirupatis, Upper Tirupati and Lower Tirupati. The main temple, the Sanctum Sanctorum, is on the Tirumala Hill, and that is the Upper Tirupati. There is also, as I mentioned, a Lower Tirupati, and Bhagwan had a stopover in the Lower Tirupati. Bhagwan had taken three devotees with him for that journey. One devotee was his host, and other two had the opportunity to accompany Bhagwan during that trip. Generally, devotees from Puttaparthi are always with Bhagwan, so they hardly get to travel anywhere else unless Bhagwan himself takes them to any shrine. But when Bhagwan stopped over at Tirupati, these devotees who had gone all the way to this holy place thought, why not have the darshan of Lord Venkateshwar? After all, we have come to this sacred place, and this is a chance which does not come so often. So they saw that Bhagwan was sitting in his room resting, and all these three devotees, they went to Bhagwan, stood in front of him, and there was a question mark on their face. So Bhagwan looked up and asked, what is it? What happened? What do you want? All the three of you have come together. Tell me, what is it that you want? And they said, Swami, this is Tirupati. Swami said, yes, I know. And then the devotee said, Swami, this is the place of Venkateshwara. Swami said, okay. Then they mustered more courage and said, Swami, if Swami permits, we want to go and have the darshan of Venkateshwara and return. And Bhagwan said, you want to go for Venkateshwara's darshan? And they said, yes, Swami, we have come all the way to this sacred place. People from all over come to have the darshan of this Lord of Seven Hills. So we thought we should also make best use of this chance. And Bhagwan smiled and said, Venkateshwara is sitting in front of you. What Venkateshwara do you want to go and see? But these three devotees did not really get it. They said, that is true, Swami, but Venkateshwara is Venkateshwara, Swami. We see you all the time. We travel with you. We have had your darshan, but having come to Tirupati, which is such a sacred shrine, people from all corners of the globe come here. Can't we just go and have one darshan of Lord Venkateshwara on the Tirumala Hill? Swami, if you do not want to come, you can rest here. We will just go and return very quickly. Then Bhagwan said, okay, go and come. So all these three devotees decided to walk all the way up to the main temple, because walking up is considered even more special. They probably felt, you know, let's bag all the grace that can be bagged, and let's not miss any opportunity, any chance. So they joined all the other pilgrims and walked up the hill. It was a beautiful journey up. It was very scenic, and all the devotees were shouting, Govinda, Govinda. So they also joined in that Sankirtan. As they went towards the temple, the tempo of the shouts kept increasing, and the devotional fervor was all the time reaching new highs as they climbed every step. And now they were inching towards the shrine, and as they were going closer to the shrine, their excitement, their anticipation was only increasing. Now they were almost at the Sanctum Sanctorum. They reached the holy spot and now waiting for the divine darshan of that majestic, beautiful Lord Balaji. And when the door opened, all the devotees started shouting, Govinda, Govinda, and everyone was in ecstasy, because everyone had traveled this long distance only for that glimpse. And all these three devotees also were now looking at the shrine with full anticipation of having the vision of that beautiful Lord. But even as everyone was lost in that ecstasy, all these three devotees, unfortunately, were dumbstruck. They were looking at each other. They were clueless. And when they saw everyone around, they were even more puzzled. They were not able to understand what was happening, because when they looked into the shrine, they were not able to see anything there. They could not see the statue there. And now one of them silently asked, "Are you able to see anything?" And the other person said, "No, even I am not able to see anything." Just imagine, they had gone all the way to the Sanctum Sanctorum and they were not able to see the deity. Everyone else except these three was lost in bliss seeing the deity. And at every passing moment, they only became more confounded, more puzzled. They looked at each other absolutely clueless. And finally, you don't have much time there. Whatever few moments they had, they were so exasperated and so frustrated because they could not see anything there. Finally, they bowed down to that empty space and returned silently to where Bhagwan was staying. None of them opened their mouth. They silently went to their rooms, carried on with their work. Bhagwan spotted them after some time and asked, "What happened? Did you really have good darshan?" And this devotee sheepishly said, yes Swami, very nice darshan." Then Bhagwan said, "Chappate vinaru, if I tell you, you don't listen. I am telling you, Venkateshwara is here." Then they put their heads down and said, "Yes Swami, now we really understand what it means." But looking at their crestfallen faces full of repentance and apology, Bhagwan said, "Ayo, papam, so sad. You go now and have darshan and come." But the devotee said, "No, Swami, there is no need for us to go. We know you are Venkateshwara. Why should we want to go now?" Swami said, "Hey, you have come to Tirupati. You must have the darshan of Venkateshwara. You go now." But the devotee said, "No, Swami. Anyway, we had gone once. Whatever is supposed to be seen, we saw. There is nothing more. We don't want to go." But Swami now sternly said, "No, no. You wanted to have the darshan of Venkateshwara, so you go now. You had that desire, let it be fulfilled. I am blessing you, you go now." So finally, with a lot of reluctance, but with Bhagwan's blessings, they went, and now they had the beautiful, lovely darshan of that handsome, majestic, beautiful Lord Balaji. What other beautiful way can the Lord tell us that there is no difference between Venkateshwara and Saishwara? And in this line, Sri Venkatesha Saishwara, we hail Lord Sai, who is the master of all types of wealth and prosperity. He is the one who removes our sins. He is the one who is the Lord of the Venkata Hill. He is the one who is the Lord of the cosmos. We now move on to the second line.
Tirumalai Vasa Saishwara.
Tirumalai refers to the Tirumala Hill, as we discussed. Vasa means resident of. During a divine discourse in 1974, Bhagwan explained, the deity worshipped in Tirupati is called the Lord of Seven Hills because seven hills have to be climbed before you can reach the temple. And Swami said, obviously, the six chakras or the six energy centers in our body and the Sahasrara is what is indicated in these seven hills, because in the Raja Yoga, the Lord can be revealed to you only when the individual raises the vital energy or the Kundalini Shakti up to the seventh stage. So having the darshan of the Lord of the seven hills means one has to rise above the six chakras, and only then he can have the blissful vision of the one who is nothing other than bliss. Bhagwan further explained, one of the hills is named Seshagiri, meaning the snake hill. From the plains, this range gives the appearance of a snake with a raised hood. And Bhagwan said, what this also means is one has to traverse over six hills to reach the Lord. And Bhagwan said, the six hills symbolize the deadly vices of lust, anger, greed, attachment, pride and jealousy. Only when we overcome these passions can we stand face to face with the Lord and have the vision of the Supreme One. So in this line, Tirumalai Vasa Saishwara, we call out to Lord Sai as the resident of the holy Tirumala Hill. He is the Lord whom we can reach by conquering our evil tendencies, the six deadly vices. Let's move on to the third line.
Saishwara Satya Saishwara.
Here the only new word is Satya, which means truth. When Mr. C. Pusti, a senior engineer in the Prashanti Nilayam Ashram, had the first darshan of Bhagwan way back in the 70s, he had the opportunity to be in Prashanti Nilayam during the Dasara celebrations on the Vijayadashami day when the final offerings were made into the sacrificial fire. He had the chance to stand right back in the Purnachandra auditorium and witness the Lord. And when he saw the Lord seated in front of the Yagnam as the Yajna Purusha and in the end standing up and offering all the Navaratnas and the holy oblations into the sacrificial fire, and in the ultimate act of benediction finally raising both his hands and granting Abhaya Hasta darshan to all the people, when he saw those both hands of Bhagwan raised, he says he did not see those hands. What he saw in those hands was the divine incarnations of the Lord. He saw Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, Rama, Krishna and Balaji, the principal deity he has been worshipping for years. That is what he saw in those hands. And that one darshan where he had the Vishwarupa darshan of Bhagwan in the Abhaya Hasta of the Lord is what transformed his life and made the dramatic shift in his life and in his faith and turned his life 180 degrees completely into Godward. So much so that in few years from then he left his job in Hindustan Aeronautics Limited in Orissa and settled down in Prashanti Nilayam to serve in the ashram. So in this line, Saishwara, Satya Saishwara, we bow down in reverence to that supreme teacher of truth, Satya Sai, the only truth of this universe. Let's move on to the fourth line, which is sung in two variations of tune.
Balaji Govinda Saishwara, Balaji Govinda Saishwara.
The first word here is Balaji, which is again another name of Lord Venkateshwara. Govinda is a name of Lord Krishna. The Lord is hailed as Govinda because he is the one who subdues all that is negative in us. So in this line, Balaji Govinda Saishwara, we call out to Lord Sai, who is verily Lord Balaji of Tirupati, the loving God who takes care of all the beings all the time. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Akhilandanatha Anandarupa.
Akhilanda comes from Akhila, meaning all. Anda means cosmos. Natha means master. Once during an interview with a group of students who had finished their studies and were waiting for Bhagwan's instruction and guidance to work anywhere in the ashram itself, Bhagwan said, "Look here boys, you have finished your education, you have completed your masters in business administration or masters in sciences. I do not have jobs for all of you, so you may go outside and look for jobs." But all these students were unrelenting. One of them made bold and said, "Bhagwan, we are not interested in the job that you will give, Bhagwan. What we want is that you should speak to us every day. What we ask is time from you. What we want is this relationship where we get to spend a lot of precious moments with you. That is all we want. Please speak to us every day." Their prayer was sincere, but the way Bhagwan responded on this occasion was very different. Bhagwan did not get emotional with their prayer. In this instance, Swami said, "Do you think I have so much time that I can speak to you every single day? Do you feel I do not have any other work? How many worlds, how many lokas I have to take care of? You have no idea." He is the one who is the almighty principle, the caretaker of every being in all the worlds. And that is the reason why Bhagwan said we should always end every bhajan session with samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. Everyone in all the world should be happy, and he is the one who is the caretaker of all these universes. He is the Akhilandanatha. Ananda means bliss, and the fourth word, Rupa, means form. In a divine discourse delivered during the summer course in Indian culture and spirituality in the year 2000, Bhagwan explained how is it that God is always in bliss? How is it that God is always in peace? Let us listen to Bhagwan.
భగవంతుడికి ఏ విధమైనటువంటి దుఃఖం లేదు.
గాడ్ హ్యాస్ నో గ్రీఫ్.
భగవంతుడికి ఏ విధమైన విచారం లేదు.
హీ హ్యాస్ నో వరీ.
భగవంతుడికి ఏ విధమైనటువంటి ఆలోచన లేదు.
హీ ఈజ్ థాట్లెస్ బియాండ్ థాట్.
ఎందుకంటే థాట్స్ లేవు కాబట్టి ఏ ఆలోచన లేదు.
హ్యాస్ ఈజ్ బియాండ్ థాట్.
అవన్నీ థాట్స్ ఉన్నటువంటి వారికి విచారం లేదు.
పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ వరీ. థాట్స్
ఉన్నటువంటి వారికి దుఃఖము.
అండ్ ద వన్
థాట్స్ ఉన్నటువంటి వారికి ఆనందము.
ద వన్ విత్ థాట్స్
ఏ థాట్స్ లేదు, ఏ విచారం లేదు, ఏ దుఃఖం లేదు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ద థాట్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఆర్ మిజరీ.
అందరినీ సంతోషం సంతోషం అంటుంటారు.
సో భగవాన్ సేస్ ఫైన్ సంతోష.
పరమ సుగుణం అది నాకు సంతోషము.
పరమ సుగుణం దట్ ఈస్ స్వామి.
స్వామి మా భర్త పోయాడు అని ఏడుస్తారు, చాలా సంతోషం ఉంటాను.
సమ్ క్లయెంట్ సేస్ స్వామి ఐ హావ్ లాస్ట్ మై హస్బెండ్ స్వామి చే చాలా సంతోషం, వెరీ గుడ్.
ఏమి స్వామి నా భర్త పోతే నీకు అంత సంతోషమా?
స్వామి యూ ఆర్ సో హ్యాపీ వెన్ ఐ లాస్ట్ మై హస్బెండ్.
నువ్వేమేననుకో నాకు సంతోషమే.
యూ మే కన్సిడర్ ఎనీవే బట్ స్వామి
ఏది పెరిగినా కానీ నాకు సంతోషం సంతోషం అంటారు.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ మే సే స్వామి సే సంతోషం హ్యాపీ.
స్వామి మా వాళ్ళకి ఏదో అక్కడ యాక్సిడెంట్ జరిగిపోయింది అన్నారు.
స్వామి మై పర్సన్
చాలా సంతోషం
యాక్సిడెంట్ స్వామి చాలా సంతోషం, వెరీ గుడ్.
ఏది చెప్పినా సంతోషమే నాకు.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ మే సే
విచారించవలసింది అవసరం ఏమిటింది?
నో రీజన్
జరిగింది.
వాట్ ఈస్
డెస్టిన్ జరగవలసినటువంటి ఇవి జరణ మరణాలు జరగవలసింది జరుగుతుంటాయి.
వాట్ ఈస్ డెస్టిన్ టు హ్యాపన్ ఇస్ బౌండ్ టు హ్యాపన్.
ఒక్కరి కోసం ప్రత్యేకంగా రావటం లేదు.
దే డోంట్ కమ్ స్పెషల్ ఫర్ ఎనీ.
ప్రత్యేకంగా మారటం లేదు.
నాట్ చేంజ్ ఫర్ ఎనీ.
కాబట్టి ఎప్పుడెప్పుడు ఏ ఏ టైం లోపల ఏ ఏ కాలంలో ఎవరికి ఏది ప్రాప్తిస్తుందో ఆ ప్రాప్తానుసారం అనుసరించాలి.
దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ డెస్టిన్ టు హ్యాపన్ విచ్ ఇస్ బౌండ్ టు హ్యాపన్ యాజ్ ఫర్ ద టైమ్ విల్ హ్యాపన్.
కనుక ఈ అభిమానం చేత మనం బాధపడుతున్నాం కానీ
సఫర్ బికాజ్
అభిమానం కోరికనే.
దిస్ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో డిజైర్.
కనుక ఈ లోకాభిమానం అనేది ఈ లోక శాంతిని దుఃఖాన్ని అందిస్తుంది.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ అటాచ్మెంట్ that can for joy or misery.
మనం దేనికి కూడా విచారించలేక
లెట్స్ నాట్ వరీ ఫర్ ఎనీథింగ్.
అంత భగవంతుని యొక్క సంకల్పమే.
ఇస్ ఆల్ గాడ్.
తాను ఇచ్చాడు తానే తీసుకున్నాడు.
హి హస్ గివెన్ అండ్ హి హస్ టేకెన్ బ్యాక్ విత్ డ్రాన్.
ఎప్పుడు ఇచ్చాడు?
వెన్ హీ గేవ్.
ఎందుకు ఇచ్చాడు?
వాయ్.
కానీ ఈ ట్రాన్స్పోర్ట్ లోపల కొన్ని గూడ్స్ పెట్టిన లోపల రిటర్న్ అని డేట్ వేసింటారు.
ఇన్ దిస్ గూడ్స్ ట్రైన్ ఆన్ సర్టన్ కంపార్ట్మెంట్స్ రిటర్న్ డేట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో
ఈ దేహాన్ని ఇక్కడ పంపించాడు.
దిస్ బాడీ సెంట్ హియర్.
నీకు తెలియదు అతను పోయింది.
యూ డోంట్ నో వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గాన్.
కానీ ముందుగా రిటర్న్ అని పేరు ఉంటుంది అక్కడ.
బట్ అట్ ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బాడీ
డేట్ తిరిగి వెళ్ళిపోతుంది.
రిటర్న్ డేట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో మెన్షన్ అండ్ దట్ డేట్ హస్ టు గో బ్యాక్.
జననం ఉన్నప్పుడు మరణం కూడా వస్తుంది.
వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ బర్త్ డెత్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ అకంపనీ.
రెండు కూడా సహజమైనటువంటి గుణములే.
బోత్ ఆర్ నేచురల్ ఫెనామినా.
కనుక ఎవరు కూడా ఏ విధమైనటువంటి దుఃఖం కానీ విచారించకూడదు.
సో నోబడీ షుడ్ వారీ.
అన్నింటినీ ఆనందంగానే ఉంటుండాలి.
సో దేర్ ఇస్ బ్లిస్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్.
కనుక భగవంతుని యొక్క గుణములు ఆనందమే.
అండ్ గాడ్ చీఫ్ అట్రిబ్యూట్ ఇస్ బ్లిస్.
మన ఎందు భగవంతుడు ఉన్నారు కాబట్టి మనం ఎప్పుడూ ఆనందంగానే ఉండాలి.
As then there is God within us, we should be happy continuously.
ఇప్పుడు మనం ప్రేమతోనే ఉండాలి.
We should be full of love.
ప్రేమ దేహం దేశంగా మారకూడదు.
We should not hate anybody.
So that was from a divine discourse delivered on May 23rd, 2000. So in this line, Akhilandanatha Ananda Rupa, we hail the Lord as the master of all the universes. He is the very embodiment of supreme bliss, Ananda Rupa. Let's move on to the sixth line, which is sung in three variations of tune.
Venkatesha Sai Venkatesha. వెంకటేశ సాయి వెంకటేశ వెంకటేశ సాయి వెంకటేశ.
We are familiar with all the words in this line. Let's move on to the last line, which too is sung in two variations of tune.
బాలాజీ గోవింద సాయీశ్వర. బాలాజీ గోవింద సాయీశ్వర.
Again we are familiar with the words of this bhajan. So with that, dear listeners, we have understood the meaning to some extent of every word of this bhajan. And now, in the last part of this bhajan classroom, let's sing this bhajan once again. Now we will sing with students of Bhagwan's university. just how they sing in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir.
Shri Venkatesha Saishwara,
Shri Venkatesha
Saishwara, Tirumalai Vasa Saishwara, Tirumalai Vasa Saishwara. Saishwara Satya Saishwara, Saishwara Satya Saishwara, Balaji Govinda Saishwara, Balaji Govinda Saishwara. Akhilandanatha Ananda Rupa, Akhilandanatha Ananda Rupa, Venkatesha Sai Venkatesha, Balaji Govinda Saishwara, Balaji Govinda Saishwara, Shri Venkatesha Saishwara, Tirumalai Vasa Saishwara, Saishwara Satya Saishwara, Balaji Govinda Saishwara, Balaji Govinda Saishwara, Akhilandanatha Ananda Rupa, Venkatesha Sai Venkatesha, Venkatesha Sai Venkatesha, Venkatesha Sai Venkatesha, Balaji Govinda Saishwara, Venkatesha Saishwara.
We've now reached the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it. As always, please do feel free to send us your feedback. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. So that brings us to the end of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, and it's time now to move on to the next segment. Radio Sai Children Sahab Brothers Prem and Ganesh are waiting to take over. We will have a new episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside after Radio Sai Children Sahab. And today we continue the discussion, the draw of Sai Sanidhi. We will have a live conversation with Brother Sai Shyam Sharma. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Radio Sai Children Sahab with Prem and Ganesh. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.